Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington welcomes Jen Kober, April 21st through the 23rd. Then catch Sean Donnelly, April 28th through the 30th. And don't miss James Gregory, the funniest man in America, May 5th through the 7th. Comedy Off Broadway opened in downtown Lexington in 1987, and they're still bringing the best in stand-up comedy to the area 35 years later. For tickets, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com. Comedy Off Broadway.
Talk Radio 1080.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Wednesday, May the 4th, on a cloudy day. A little dreary in Lexington, Kentucky. We are at the KS Bar and Grill, where we'd love to see you come have lunch, a chance for you to win tickets, all expense paid trip to Kentucky, Florida.
Yeah.
We're going to get five finalists. Originally, I said three. We're going to do five because we have five phone lines.
Oh, okay.
We already have two.
Yes.
This will be the third.
Third one coming
It'll
today.
It'll be somebody in here that comes for lunch today. I do a little contest right after the show's over, so you got to be here at noon.
That's right. You have to be here.
You have to be here at noon, and then somebody will win. We have two finalists. We'll get a third today, so come on out. You can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Chop phone line, 502-571-1080. A-Vision Auto Glass text machine is 772-774-5254. And this edition is sponsored by the T.J. Smith Law Office. Call T.J. He'll make him pay. He's a personal injury lawyer.
Got it.
It is May the 4th. That is May the 4th be with you.
That's true.
Star Wars Day.
Big day for
Shannon's
Shannon.
Day. Yeah. Are you dressed up as Chewbacca?
I am not. No, I am not. But
little R2-D2? C-3PO?
Are those your favorite Star Wars characters?
They're the ones I can name. Here's the thing. I don't know any of the ones that weren't in the first three. Well, I remember Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Misa wanna do it like...
Oh, no.
Well, so, okay. So, I've seen all the
Doofenshmirtz is not in Star Wars, whatever that was.
Misa wants to go. That's a pretty good Jar Jar
Binks. That's not a bad Jar Jar Binks, actually.
So I saw Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back. I saw the first and maybe the second of the prequels.
Correct.
Which was the Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
And I think I went and saw the last of the postquels. Mm. So there are nine, right?
Are there nine now?
I think there's more than that, but there's nine in that thing.
Yeah.
I've seen 4, 5, 6. I think I saw 1, 2, and 9. And when I went and saw 9, I didn't really know what was going on for a while. I didn't know who the people were.
Uh-huh.
The only person that's in all of them is Harrison Ford.
He's even in the number 9, the new one?
I think he's in
newer
all
ones?
Of them.
Is he?
Oh, then I don't know. I mean, the Star Wars dorks are going to be angry at me and go, I don't know. I never watched Mandalorian with the little... Here's the thing, Shannon. Like, I would watch this stuff,
yeah.
But, like, I don't understand. Like, to watch Mandalorian, which everybody says is really good, do I have to have seen all the movies?
Maybe.
Do I have
understand.
To have seen the Clone Wars? I don't want to. That's just too much.
Maybe they'll understand the storyline. You have to see some.
Why
of that.
Am I asking Shannon? He hasn't seen
yeah,
any.
I know you're not
you
asking
really,
me.
You've never seen any of them?
No.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing to me that just through cultural osmosis, you would have never seen Star Wars.
No one has tied me down yet and made me watch it. I mean, that's the only way.
Well, okay, that's a good thing for this yeah. summer. We will tie Shannon down in KS Bar and make him watch all of the Star
we
Wars.
We talked about
all
doing this 2 or 3 years ago, and it never happened. So
actually, that wouldn't be bad to like have an event where Shannon has to watch all of
I'll
the
I'll be
Star
like John
Wars.
Short on the phone line falling asleep.
I won't be that was hilarious. Today on the pre-show, John Short fell asleep, and when they got him finally, he said, well, I fell asleep because y'all kept talking about Star Wars.
That's actually really funny. Well, tonight is Star Wars trivia here.
Yes, it is.
So I think we're going to have a lot of Star Wars people. If you are a Star Wars person, bring your team and win. There's a cash prize. Star Wars trivia tonight here at KS Bar on Wings Day. That's a big night. Star Wars trivia. All the lightsabers are going to be here, and the Pokemon, not the Pokemons. That's a different thing. What was I trying to say? The
I don't know where you're going with it.
Not Eskimo. Ewoks.
Ewoks.
The Pokemon.
I think there'll be some Ewoks
there's,
here tonight.
Shannon, there's going to be some Pokemons and some Eskimos
I have
here tonight.
No idea what that means, but you're all welcome.
I think it was Pokemon.
Yes.
And then, but anyway, that'll all be tonight here at KS.
I encourage everybody to come dressed up. Come dressed as
How
Han
many
Solo.
Of the Star Wars have you seen?
I've seen the six, you know, the three and then the three prequels. I've not seen any of the postquels at all.
Okay.
Postquels.
When I was in college, the first prequel came out. and it was a big event.
Was that the Jar Jar Binks one?
That was the Misa one. Yeah, that one. And I was, of course, I've said this, I was in the dorky fraternity, right?
I agree with that assessment.
Okay, first, you don't know who these people were. I can say it, you can't. The Delta Sigma Phi, we weren't, you know, we had some cool types like myself, but we weren't all the coolest guys in school. But there were some that were really dorky.
Yeah.
And when the Star Wars things went out, there were these two guys that were, I didn't talk to a lot, nice guys, but they were pretty dorky. And about midnight, I see them up on the hall, and everybody's like partying, and they come in, and they're dressed in Shannon with lightsabers and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, did you go to the grand opening of Star Wars? And they go, no, we didn't get tickets. I was like, well, what are you doing? He goes, oh, we just went out to stand in the line and see what was going on because it was cool. And I was like, my goodness.
We got two different ideas of what's cool, if that's cool.
Yeah, like they didn't even get in to see the movie. They just wanted to hang out with the nerds in line.
Yeah. Wow.
Which I remember, that was quite a sideshow. The news, local news, was all over the line out the movie theaters because everybody was in costume and their lightsabers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. 502-571-1080. We actually have a lot of little sports news. Nothing big. Everybody keeps asking me about this report about UK football going after this Pitt wide receiver. I will have some information on that by the end of the show.
Okay.
I don't really I don't want to say anything yet because, well, I'll know before we get done today.
Know if that report that's out there is accurate.
Yeah, I'm not going to speculate on it, but I'll know by the end.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so here's what I want to do today. Shannon, we on this show, at least Ryan and I, to some extent Drew, less extent Shannon, although he's been to a lot of places. You and I have been everywhere.
Everywhere.
I've been everywhere. I've been to every county.
I've not been to every county yet.
But you've been almost every county. And we've done this show really in every town. I'd say every town over 8,000 people you think we've done the show, outside of maybe a couple of the big Cincinnati suburbs.
Yeah.
Because they all blend together. Would you say we've done it in every place?
We've absolutely done it in every corner of this state.
But you think we've done it in every town over 8,000 people?
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah. I would think so.
I would think so.
Maybe over... Hey, Shannon, pull up the population of towns in Kentucky. Read me the ones like 6,000 to 10,000.
Okay. Give me a minute.
And while you're thinking about that. So with that in mind, you know, people are graduating from high school. And when you graduate from high school, you get senior superlatives.
That's true.
Remember?
What were you?
I was...
Class geek.
I was, I think... Either most likely to succeed or most studious.
Yeah.
It was either me and Bo Bob would alternate those awards over the
years. Oh, I didn't know that right.
One of us would be most likely to succeed. I don't know what I ended up with the senior year. I think I actually ended up with most studious.
Yeah. I was most school spirit.
Here I am.
That's, you know, the what? They give thing that, to win.
I know. It is. They give that award, Shannon, to the person they don't know what to give.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what happened.
Oh, well, you know what?
That T-shirt every day that has our school
that's
name
exactly
on it.
Right. You know what? We don't know what's going to happen to Ryan, but he'll be excited about it. Most school.
Yep. Spirit.
I love it. That's a great award.
I hated it.
So I thought I would give today with you Kentucky towns. We're going to give them superlatives.
Okay.
16 superlatives I've written. I'm sure I won't get through all of them. But I'm going to give you one, and then we will pick the town that we believe wins it. Now, most of these are positive. A couple of them maybe aren't the most, but they're all superlative. Like, none of them are mean.
I like this. This is a good idea.
Okay. Shannon, feel free to jump in if you would like.
Okay.
Now, here's the only rule. I can't vote for Middlesboro. He can't vote for... whatever the town is in
Mount Washington.
County, Mount Washington.
Yep.
And you can't vote for any of your hometowns, like Otwell, which isn't even in Kentucky.
So but. I have to take Owensboro off the table.
Yeah, but like if you really feel like it needs to be Owensboro.
Okay.
And then the second thing is no Lexington, no Louisville.
Gotcha.
Lexington and Louisville can't get the awards. They're Mr. and Miss Kentucky. All right?
Here I like go. This. This is fun.
Here we go. What is the nicest town in Kentucky? The one that you believe when you go to is really the friendliest place. Everyone is nice. Everyone is kind. You, everywhere you go, you will get a smile. I think Kentucky as a state as a whole is very, very nice. But what do you think is the nicest place we've been to in Kentucky?
I've got a top two, but I think I know my winner.
There's this, Shannon, this is not a top two. It's senior superlatives.
Pick one or the other.
You have to pick one.
And I'm going to go for our good friends, Danville, Kentucky, with Mayor Larry Vaught. I'm going with Danville.
Yeah, I'm not going Danville.
Oh, if I didn't live in Lexington, I would probably live in Danville.
I like Danville.
Yeah.
But there's a 30% chance if you write me and say something mean on Twitter, you're from Danville.
What's all Larry Vaught's burner account?
Yeah. Today's Larry Vaught's birthday?
No, he said it's all his burner account.
Oh, that's right. If you say one thing about Burke's Bakery, they come at you with pitchforks and go, "We don't like your type in this town."
I understand. Yeah, don't mess with Burke's Bakery.
I can't go with that one. But is that where you want to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go Danville.
Okay. What about you, Shannon? Do you have what is the nicest town in Kentucky?
You mean as far as the people being nice?
The people being nice. Not pretty, just the people.
I was going to, either way, I was going to pick Bardstown, Kentucky, because I feel like every time we go to Bardstown, we are always greeted by some of the nicest people that we meet when we go out on these remote tours.
First of all, we can't pick Bardstown for everything. So you can only pick a town for one award.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you can pick Bardstown. I almost put Bardstown here. But here's the thing. Can you make the nicest town a town with a lot of unsolved murders?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, I'm just talking about the people that I've met. I haven't met
Which
the killers.
Is true.
I haven't met the killers
I'm
yet.
Just asking you, though, can you do that?
Well, I would say that every place has got some crime, right? I mean, there's...
I don't know about five unsolved
crime,
murders.
But a lot of unsolved prominent murders is
Yeah, but
I don't know.
That could be just one person, though, you know.
Well, if it's one person and five, they should have gotten them by now, don't you think?
And that's called a serial killer. You realize those things happen, right?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe there's one bad apple that's running it for everybody else in Bardstown.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So
who's your pick?
See, this one's tough for me because I think there's a lot of places that are nice in various ways.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that as far as a town that has always been kind to me, even before it was cool to be kind to us, I'm going to say Shelbyville.
Yeah.
I've always felt like in Shelbyville that people were always nice. I don't think I've had a negative experience in Shelbyville. So I'm going to say Shelbyville.
I think we've all three got good choices. All three towns. Good
people.
Well,
except Shannon's murder town.
Yeah. Outside of that, Bardstown is.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing. Yeah. First of all, I've said to you, I would live in Bardstown. If I had to pick a town outside of Lexington and Louisville to live in, I think I would pick Bardstown.
Uh-huh.
So this is not to say Bardstown's not great.
And listen,
I'm just saying to you,
no
I don't know that
murdered anybody.
I don't think
in
I would say to you nice.
I got to tell you, it's just a quick story.
Okay,
I just went down to the Bardstown Quarterback Club and had a little speech down there. Got into an argument during my speech with a Louisville fan. One guy sitting down there was a Louisville fan yelling at me. He was yelling. He said, "You're being stupid. You're just stupid."
Well, in Bardstown?
Yeah.
So that's out, too.
So maybe Bardstown's out.
So Shelbyville's the winner.
Well, maybe you were just being stupid.
I was going to announce the KSR Golf Scramble. It's already sold out.
It's already sold out? Well, they open up
I didn't 10? Even tweet or say it. How did everybody get in?
Well, you mentioned yesterday it was going to be on sale today. We think people are just standing by for it to happen?
It must happen during the show because there was about 50% of the team sold this morning, and now it's sold out.
That's awesome.
So I'm sorry.
This is the one in Lexington.
But we'll have more.
Yeah.
This is just the one. Sorry. I wanted to get it. Okay. I was going to say it to start the next segment.
Already sold out.
Already sold
People
out.
People were ready.
All right. So the nicest one we all agree is Shelbyville.
No, Bardstown.
We had a split decision.
All right. We will move on to the other towns. Talk to you a little bit about news. When I know about the Pitt wide receiver, we'll go into it. Very Vegas KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
My name is Rio. You are listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. Who is this, Shannon?
Duran.
Duran Duran was inaugurated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this morning.
Yeah, that is correct.
Complete class. We're going to play songs from all of them, included Dolly.
Yes.
Eminem.
Yes.
The Eurythmics.
Pat Benatar.
Who else am I missing?
Judas
Lionel
Priest.
Richie.
No, Judas Priest was not
they
on the list.
They didn't get in.
No.
Oh, what was the hard rock band I thought that got
they
in?
Didn't get, you're talking about who was nominated. This is who got in.
Yeah, okay. No rock bands actually got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Imagine that concept.
Which is actually kind of funny. Yeah. So here's Duran Duran. I don't like Duran Duran.
Big 80s band.
I think they're like...
I like these guys.
All the girls, though, love that lead singer. What's his name? Simon something?
Garfunkel.
Was that it? Simon Garfunkel. Wow. But they loved that dude.
What was his name? Simon Bombay? Simon...
LaBeouf? No, that's an actor.
That's Shia LaBeouf.
Shia?
Or LaBeouf. I don't know.
LaBon.
Simon LaBon.
LaBon, thank you.
So Duran Duran is in. Congrats to both of their fans. At KY Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt... Well, I already lost it. Oh, people in Danville need to get out. The donuts at Burke's Bakery are not even top 10.
Oh.
Wow, don't get it. You can't go to Danville.
Tyler Thompson's going to come back at that person.
Wilmer's writes, Matt, Bardstown's the most gossipy small town you'll ever come across. Shannon's insane.
I am not going to take this Bardstown slander. I am standing up for the great
hatred out there
in
for
Bardstown.
Our winners. One person writes, Matt, Shelbyville, to me, is the ugliest town I've ever been to. First of all, it's not true, but that wasn't the question. The question was the
nicest people.
The people of the landscape that are ugly.
Yeah, we'll get to that. All right, so the next question is, what's the prettiest small town in Kentucky? Prettiest small town that if you go, you're like, this is a beautiful place that I would like to go and show my neighbors.
You guys go ahead. I need to think a second on this one.
Bardstown.
You cannot keep saying Bardstown. That's why I said I don't know if I would do it for nicest because you've got 15
more you've got
to pick.
Beautiful small town in America.
Well, that's why you should have saved it for another time. I like Bardstown, and I have an award I'm going to give them, but I don't think I would give it to prettiest.
See, I'm leaning towards... a city on the lake or in the mountains,
okay,
something
so
pretty.
Pick one.
Obviously, I'm kin to Monticello because of Conley Bottom down
there.
Yeah,
but I like Monticello, but downtown is not pretty.
That's it.
That's not like a pretty downtown. Actually, you know what I think? Midway.
That's a pretty town.
Midway's a pretty town with like... You know,
horse farms, rolling hills.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got your horse farms. You got your rolling hills. Hey, look, Mitch Barnhart lives over there. Look, there's a nice
William
little
Shatner's place was around
over
there.
You can go antiquing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to go with Midway. What about you,
Shannon? You go ahead. I'm still thinking.
Pick the same as me, by the way. If you believe it.
I know there's a town out there, like in the mountains, this beautiful town that I can't put my finger on right now.
Right, Shannon, do you have one?
I don't know what you would call it. The area around Nolin Lake. I don't know what
but
that.
But you got to give me a town.
Briar Creek.
You're going to say the prettiest town in Kentucky is Briar Creek?
Briar Creek. I think that's a town. Cub Run. Cub Run is right there by it, too.
Cub Run. I don't believe those are places.
Yes, they are. We had a caller from Cub Run not too long ago.
No, we didn't. Did we?
Yes.
All right.
You don't listen to our callers.
On your show or mine?
Yours.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Is the land between the lakes area Cadiz?
You have to give a town.
I know, but I'm trying to – is that part of Cadiz?
I don't know. It can't be that pretty if you don't remember.
Okay, I'm going Cadiz. I'm trying to think of a lake city. It's pretty. I'm going Cadiz.
You know, when you can't even, what's Cadiz look like?
Well, my ex-in-laws used to live there, so I've been there.
Fair enough to your ex-in-laws. 502, did you watch any of the NBA games last night?
I did not watch a second.
Ja Morant versus Steph Curry is must-see TV.
Is it really?
Dude, that is so fun. Steph Curry is amazing. Ja Morant just makes people look stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, Murray State, stand up, right?
No kidding.
Like, I mean, he just makes people look stupid. He just goes, he gives them a little jibber and a jabber, and they fall down. And, like, it's unbelievable. That game was so exciting. Neither team could play defense worth anything, but that's part of why it makes it so exciting.
So that's the one series that if we're going to watch something, go watch that
one. I think it's the most fun series. I mean, I think the highest level of basketball is probably still – Bucks, Celtics, but they're both good.
Yeah.
And they're both on the same nights. So, like, tonight you get Heat, whoever they play, I guess 76ers and Suns, Mavs. But the those other two, I think, are more entertaining.
Okay. I'll try to catch a little bit of
it. Are you a Ja Morant fan?
Oh.
Do you like that his dad? Shannon, what do you think about Ja Morant's dad, like, sitting on the front row and dressing like Usher every game? Like, are you good with that?
Yeah, I like that. He's not getting
his dad is certainly enjoying the shine.
Yeah, well, sure.
Why did, wrong with that. Why did all of a sudden did his dad become this prominent figure? Like,
because
he's everywhere.
He looks like Usher, and one game he sat next to Usher.
That's what started it?
And they put him on the screen, okay. And they were like, look, there's two Ushers. I think that's it.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's cool that he's into it all. It's just like he's become a major celebrity all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know why. Why did he blow up all of a sudden?
Have you ever seen Shannon the guy at NBA games, the old white tan guy with long hair?
I don't think
have you
I have.
Seen this guy?
I don't think I have.
There's
so.
A guy, I don't know his name. Somebody can tell me. But he sits, he wears a hat, like a, you know, like it's not a cowboy hat, but it's like a dress hat, right?
Okay.
He wears wild shirts. He's got gray, long hair. He's very tan. And he must be rich because he just goes to big NBA games around the country every night. So if you turn on a playoff game, and he sits in the front row every game. It's fascinating. I just want to know, where does this man get the money and the tickets?
Because
he's not a celebrity outside of the fact that he goes to all these games. He was at the Memphis game last night, and I think he was in Miami the night before.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just flying around going to all
I
these games.
I think he is a Clippers fan. I think. Maybe a Lakers. He's an L.A. guy.
Yeah.
But he just flies around and goes to games. But he's always in the front row. Always.
So he's got some cash. He's got lots of money.
He must be. I'm fascinated by him. Someone has to have done a story about him. I've never seen a story, but like you'll see, he sat like right next to Ja Morant's dad last night.
Oh, well, he is a superstar.
And you're like, who are you? And how do you get to go to all these games? He's like our blue sunglasses guy.
Yep.
But imagine if he went to every game for every team. And that's what he does. We'll take a break. Be right back.
I'll cross that bridge when I find it. Another day to make my day. Let's see how you do.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Is this Pat Benatar?
Yes. Yeah.
And what else did she sing besides this to get her in the Hall of Fame?
Heartbreaker, Love is a Battlefield.
Love is a Battlefield,
know that
yep.
song, yeah.
That's probably about the only ones you're going to know.
Hit I mean, me with your best shot, Turner.
She was big.
What, how big? What era are we talking? Is this
80s? 80s, yeah, okay. Yeah. For a female rocker.
Crunch, you a big guy, you big Pat Benatar person? Who? It's a good answer. That's exactly what I think, Crunch. Who?
Little bitty. I think she's like 5 foot.
I love
foot
that. Nothing. Crunch, you big on Pat Benatar? Who? By the way, they took out our skin.
Yes. It looks good.
It does look good. You know that we have that we had that thing around during this the winter to keep the cold out.
Yeah.
Now it's off. You can see the porch, sit on the patio, enjoy the air. So it's summertime here at KS Ball.
I love it. Yeah, the tarp's off. I love it when we open the garage doors and just get that fresh air coming through here. It's awesome.
A lot of people say, Shannon, you're right about Cub Run.
Okay. Yeah.
You're getting a lot. You're getting a lot. Just so you know, you're
Cub
getting a lot of
run.
Everybody does not agree with Ryan on Katie's.
It's right down there by Land Between the Lakes. I was trying to think of a town down
apparently
there.
Apparently the town is not nice.
Oh, well, they've probably never been. Seriously, they probably have never been.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up first, Shannon?
Let's go to Dean.
Dean, how are you, Dean?
I'm fine. First time caller.
Hoo-ah. What's up, my friend? Where you live?
Well, I live over in Pikeville, Kentucky.
Pikeville, all right, good. It's going to win one of my awards, not the first two, but go ahead.
Well, I heard you talking about Star Wars earlier, and there's 14 films in that series.
14, oh, wow. Okay. Well, I've seen maybe 5.
And the Book of Boba Fett is on Disney Plus, and it's real good.
All right, well, I have not seen the Book of Boba Fett. Who is Boba Fett, and why do I need to read his book?
Okay, he was in the... Empire Strikes Back. He was one of the bounty hunters after Han Solo.
Oh, yeah. You
the
know,
big
I
big blob of goop.
No, that's not Boba Fett. That's
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. I like how Ryan said that with such confidence. Oh, you know, it's the big blob of boop. Yeah. No, it's not. All right. So you would say, let me ask you this. If I were to just watch, can I watch Mandalorian without having seen all the movies?
Yeah.
Well, I know what's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you'd have to know who Yoda is, and then you know,
I do know Yoda.
Yeah, you then
I know
you'd,
Yoda.
Then you'd be fine. Then you'd
all right,
be
that's
fine.
That's all I need to know. Then good. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Nice to talk to you in Pikeville.
Okay. I do have a basketball thing to
go for it. What is it?
Okay. I have heard some inside information that there is a player that's going to probably back out of the draft that played at University of Milwaukee because his dad had got fired.
Yeah, Patrick Baldwin Jr.
Yeah, and that the buzz that he's coming to UK is in the transfer portal too.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a possibility that – well, first of all, I don't know if he's going to stay in the draft or not. But if he doesn't, I think Kentucky will have interest in him. I don't – will he come here? I don't know, but I think that's something certainly to watch.
Well, I mean, like I said, I've just got
– who's your inside – wait a minute. Wait, you said you have inside info.
I don't know if I should mention his name.
Shane, you think he should mention his name?
Absolutely, yeah. You should. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's
I think if who is it?
He may disown me if I end up telling him.
Listen.
He'll be happy you gave him a little publicity.
This is pub. He's going to get some pub.
His name's Joe Adams.
Joe Adams.
Oh, yeah. Insider.
Here's it. Listen, you can take what Joe Adams says to the bank.
That's right.
That's old man Adams' boy.
Well, now I know who you're talking about. Great inside source when it comes to Kentucky basketball.
All right, so Joe Adams, you're going on record. Joe Adams has Patrick Baldwin to Kentucky. Is that right?
He said if he comes out of draft, he said he's coming there.
All right, let me just say this. If Patrick Baldwin comes to Kentucky,
we're giving all the credit to Joe
Adams. All the credit, Shannon, goes to Joe Adams.
That's right.
Fair enough?
That's right. We heard it first right here.
Joe Adams, you're on the clock. Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
I had no knowledge of this possibility, so if Joe Adams knew it before everybody, go for it.
Does anybody know who Joe Adams is?
I just Googled Joe Adams.
You said it was old man Adams' boy.
Who, by the way, the guy, James Goldstein's the old man I was talking about.
Oh, it goes to all the NBA games.
Goes to all the NBA games. Okay. Apparently he's really rich. You Googled Joe Adams, what came up?
He is a former Carolina Panther.
I don't think
wide receiver.
Might be another Joe Adams. Look for Joe Adams in Pikeville.
I don't think it's a former Carolina Panther hanging out in Pikeville.
You never know.
All right, speaking of that, what's the wildest town in Kentucky? Pikeville would be a contender, but I ain't picking Pikeville. I feel like you and I are going to say the same thing, Ryan. So you want me to say it first?
Yeah.
Manchester.
Oh, that's a great call.
I mean, come on.
That's a great call.
What town have we met more characters in than Manchester?
It has an MMFer concert for crying
out
loud.
I mean, they have a festival that's so crazy, I can't even mention it. It's up in the hills.
Oh, that concert, yeah.
And we've seen the flyer, and the specific, when the flyer was given to me, they said, if you put this anywhere, we're going to come find you, and I believed them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I've never put it anywhere. It's on my phone, it ain't coming off.
Organized dog fighting.
Organized? They have unorganized, I mean, like, their sheriff, their sheriff's office was involved allegedly in the cockfighting.
That is the unanimous number one.
Buck Stivers is the most normal person there, and you hear him.
Oh boy!
So are you going with Manchester?
There's no doubt I'm going with Manchester.
Tim, are you good with Manchester?
No, I'm going Moorhead, Kentucky. Until you've been hit in the face with a leopard print bra while you're on stage, you don't know what wild is. It was crazy.
I would love to do that.
I feel like the person that throws that's not one I need. But you're talking about when you played at that bar, right?
Yeah, in Moorhead. Yeah, they were wild.
Yeah, I mean, you have personal experience. I've been to both places many times. I'm still taking Manchester. I feel like you put the Moorhead people, the Manchester people in the cage. The Manchester people are the ones walking out.
Actually, hang on. Where's the place that has the big mud fest every year? Where is that at?
Oh yeah, that's the answer.
That's the answer. Where is that?
That's just out in a field, though, isn't it?
I think that's close to Briar Creek.
What was the name of that thing they have? It was called what?
They're having another one in June, I think.
What was it called? It was like Redneck Fest.
Redneck Rave.
Redneck Rave. Yeah.
That's Mammoth Cave, Kentucky.
Yeah, but I think that's just where they use. I don't think Mammoth Cave is wild on a daily basis. I think it's more a cave.
I think back in the day it was Newport.
Well, now that's true. In history, it's Newport.
Uh-huh.
In history, it wouldn't even be close. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I think right now.
Yeah, Newport doesn't have cockfighting or dogfighting.
Dude, read the chapter on Newport in my book.
Yeah.
And I had to cut a lot of stuff out. You could write a whole book about Newport. I'm sure somebody has.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Eric.
Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hello.
What's going on?
Ryan is Coach Schlarb.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you? Fellas, I've worked from Pikeville to Paducah. I've worked in every county in the state. The most beautiful town is Augusta up on the Ohio River.
That's a good call, actually. That's a really good call. What did I pick?
Shelbyville.
No, I picked Shelbyville as the nicest. Oh. What did I pick as the prettiest? Oh, Midway. Augusta, you know what? I'm switching because I can put Midway for another one of these.
Okay.
So I'm going to switch and say the prettiest is Augusta. He's right about that. A lot of people don't go to Augusta because it's in Mason County and they go to Maysville.
Uh-huh.
But I rarely will change my mind on a caller, but Coach Schlarb.
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 Coach Schlarb. I'll go with you to Augusta.
Well, thank you. And guys, I enjoy listening, so have a great day.
Thank you very much. All right, so Shelbyville was officially the nicest.
It's Schlarb, not Slob.
Schlarb. Coach Schlarb made good.
Yeah, he flipped you from Midway to Augusta. Yes. I've not been to Augusta.
Ever?
I've been to Mason County.
We need to do a show in Augusta. It's home of George Clooney.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Yeah. 502-571 today here at KS Bar. Remember, if you come during the show and you're here at 12, I'll be doing a contest at the end to be a finalist for the all-expense-paid trip to the UK Florida game. Got two guys already here. One of them's got his hat on back, ready to rock. What are you going to eat today? It's Wings Day, you know. Chicken quesadilla. All right, that's okay.
Those
Wings Day, though, remember, 70 cents boneless, a dollar for bone-in.
Which is a great price if you've been out trying to buy wings lately.
Yes. At KY Sports Radio. Coach Schlarb makes really good.
Schlarb.
He makes really good opinions.
Flipped you to Augusta.
Tell me about Stockton Mortgage.
Stockton Mortgage. I've got a couple people right now that are KSR listeners who have contacted me about, okay, hey, I'm thinking about refinancing, thinking about buying a home. Who should I go to? I've sent them all to Stockton Mortgage, and they've all come back and said, hey, man, easy to work with. I call the office, and I can actually talk to the same guy instead of, like, if you call one of these internet people, you talk to a different person all the time, they can't find your file, and it takes forever. Just call the people you can trust. They've got over 30 locations across Kentucky, so they're everywhere. You can easily find one. They're in over 20 states because, Shannon, they are
growing.
Thank you very much. Stockton, you can apply online at Stockton.com.
This is the guy I was talking about. Here's his picture.
Let me see him. That guy looks like he's off the highway, like he's a homeless man.
I know, but he's like insanely wealthy. That's James Goldstein. He's insanely wealthy. He sits on the front row of NBA playoff game after NBA playoff game.
Wow. Just zip. Jet sets across the country and go sit in the front row at all these games.
That's exactly right. Let's see. Here's the secret. Let's see what he was doing. I'm going to look at the story real quick. They call him in this article a leathered man with leather boots and leather pants.
And leather skin.
He's attended thousands of NBA games, including every NBA finals game for over 20 straight years. But he flies coach to save money.
He'll fly coach, but yet then spend
$50,000
on a ticket.
Wow. Well, there you go.
I'm intrigued.
502-571-1080. We will take a break. Be right back. We are here at KS Bar. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080. Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Who is this?
It's Pat Benatar again, because I couldn't get the thing to play off of YouTube that I was trying to play.
Well, we don't need more Pat Benatar.
Why to play something?
Well, we're not giving enough credit to Dolly.
I was getting there. I was about to play some Dolly, but the other computer wouldn't fire up.
Record her rock and roll album that she wanted to record to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know. She just said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So good for you, Dolly. I'll watch her. I think it's always on HBO, right? My Kentucky Brandon.com tweet of the day says, Matt, I don't care what you have to say about all these awards. Ask Joe Adams. He's the only opinion that I listen to.
That's true. Joe should be on our panel here.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe. You know, what are you going to do? Reds lost again. They're 3-20.
Oh, shocked. I mean, this just blows my mind.
So this tells you how bad things are for the Reds. I was scrolling on Twitter. I wasn't watching the game. And I saw one of the Reds reporters that I follow goes, this is one of the best performances we've seen from the Reds offense in some time. So encouraging. And I thought, man.
They scored 8 or 9 runs.
We must be rolling. We must be winning. Turned on the game, it was 5-3 Colorado, or 5-3 Milwaukee.
So not only did they only scored 3 runs, they were even getting beat at the time he made that tweet.
That's how excited he was. So I'm probably going to skip the Derby, Shannon, and do the Pirates doubleheader.
Are you? Yeah. Well, have fun with that. You're going to watch the Reds get swept by the Pirates.
Going to go to both Pirates games, watch the Derby in between, and bet from my app while I do it.
I have got to go with you here soon while they're losing so miserably.
Well, that's going to be all year. You understand, they have a chance to have the worst season in the history of baseball.
I think
it's a real chance. 120 losses, and they already have 20, so they need 100 more.
And you know what's so cute? You were so optimistic going into the season.
You know what? I'm happy. Here's the thing. If we're not going to be good, then I'd rather be awful. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to win 76 games?
You better win 6.
I either want to win 100 games or 4. I'm going to enjoy it. Like, the games aren't going to be nerve-wracking because who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I still got $900 worth of free food.
Got lots to eat to drink.
Called them to see about Shannon if I could switch the 2 tickets to the doubleheader to the 4.
Yeah.
So, like, give away my Friday and Sunday back to them to get 4 for both games on Saturday.
Yeah.
And in years past, it's a little bit of a hassle. Not this year.
Sure. You actually want to come? Okay. Whatever you want to do.
Really? You're going to bring 2 extra people to the doubleheader? Yes.
Are they good at baseball? We'll give them a glove and a jersey.
Yeah. All right. Drunkest town in Kentucky.
Well, this one I think is going to be an easy one for me.
What's the drunkest town in Kentucky?
Pikeville, Kentucky. There's no doubt it's Pikeville. Bank 253 and all those places.
Why do you think it's Pikeville?
I don't want to be mean, but I don't think there's a whole lot to do there. You know, they have a movie theater. They got the college, and I think that's just the thing to do in Pikeville. I vote Pikeville.
I wouldn't have necessarily said Pikeville, but you're going to go Pikeville.
I'm going Pikeville.
All right, Shannon, what are you going?
I Googled most DUIs in Kentucky County. Just to bring some facts
to it. Well,
that's
going to be Fayette and Jefferson, though.
So, well, like, what I'm seeing is it says in Eastern Kentucky, Floyd County had a DUI conviction rate of 85%.
That just means they were able to get convictions.
Yeah. That means there's a lot of them, though, going on out there. I'm going whatever's in Floyd County. What city would be there?
Prestonsburg.
There we go.
That's not a bad call, Prestonsburg.
Why do you say that?
It is kind of a roughneck type of town.
See, I was going to go in that direction, but I wasn't going to say Prestonsburg. I'm going to go Johnson County.
Yeah, Paintsville?
Paintsville.
Uh-huh.
I've been to I think that's even a dry county.
We picked the 3 P's, Pikeville, Paintsville, and Prestonsburg.
Right there on the Mountain Parkway.
Yep.
You can get all of them.
Uh-huh. I think we got 3 good choices, 3 good nominees.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
Because, you know, there's a lot of moonshine going down in that area, too.
Well, where's the county where they always bring us moonshine? Isn't it Paintsville?
Paintsville is Edie.
It's Edie.
Yeah. Rose, she was in
Johnson County too, wasn't she?
Where did the tornado go through?
That was West Liberty.
West Liberty, yeah, that's where she was from.
What county is that? I always get those counties confused over there.
Me too.
Well, West Liberty, it's all right there. It's all on the Mountain Parkway.
Morgan County, right?
Morgan County.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So we're just going to say the drunkest town is somewhere on the Mountain
Parkway.
Somewhere
off the Mountain Parkway.
All right, did you see the story about Brittany Griner?
Is it an update?
So she's been in jail since February for smoking weed in Russia.
Yeah.
Not even for smoking, for just having a vape pen. The U.S. government has now classified her as wrongly detained, which allows them to take, quote, aggressive action to get her.
Whoa.
So.
Wow.
Brittany Griner may end up in the middle of an international incident here.
Well, they're going to break.
Can you imagine? I can't go. How scary that must be for her. Like, I mean, she's sitting in a Russian jail for 5 months.
Well, a country that's at war with another country right
and
now.
And she's 6'7" lesbian in a country that doesn't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd be terrified
I would
if
too.
I was her.
Yeah, I would
day.
Too. I'm sure she is.
I haven't been to a Russian prison.
You wouldn't want to be there, though.
But I bet it's not nice.
No. I bet it's horrible.
I bet it doesn't have night, you know.
Here she's a professional athlete used to the finer things in life, probably, and she's stuck in this jail since February.
A vape pen.
For a vape pen.
That's crazy.
Man.
And what if you were her family?
Yeah.
Whew. Scotty, that is scary.
It is scary.
And it's one of those things that could happen to people. Wow. You know, if you don't, I mean, like, you could see how it would happen. She's playing basketball over there. She's probably like, look, nobody's going to care.
Yeah, I smoke a vape pen over here in my hotel room.
And then things change.
Well, hopefully the United States government's able to get her out of there sooner.
Yep. Who's next, Shannon?
Joe.
Joe, how are you, Joe?
Hey, Matt, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
I had my graduating class was 600, so about 300 dudes, and I didn't win an award. I took second place to the same dude in two different categories. And I was wondering if you're going to do these categories today.
What are they?
Most outspoken and class.
Well, it's hard for a town to be outspoken, but maybe. Okay, what's the other one?
Class.
I got to get this. Shannon, you deal with that.
What is it?
Okay. He's got an important phone call he's got to take.
Okay. Okay, so most outspoken, and what were the other ones?
What was the other one, Mike?
Class flirt.
Class flirt. So the flirtiest.
I think outspoken could be tough with some of those counties we got out there east.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. We could do that one. I don't know if we could do the flirtiest city.
The city with the most flirtatious men and women.
Yeah,
that's yeah, we could word it that way. The leopard bra on the stage.
Well, that would be
well,
Moorhead.
There you go. There's Rowan County and Moorhead.
According to Matt's rules, and he's not on right now, so I guess we can pick whatever we want. Moorhead would probably be my pick in that one, too. You got
no
one,
rules
Ryan?
Rules around here when Matt's gone.
That's right. Thank you, Joe.
Have a good one.
He's coming back. Okay. So Joe's,
sorry about that.
Joe's two categories were most flirtatious. He finished second to the same guy.
Most flirtatious.
And the other one was most outspoken. He finished second to the same guy.
So he was outspoken and flirtatious.
Yeah.
So he was like one of these people who's in everybody's business,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. So he was trying to relate it to
all right,
what?
I have an update.
Yeah?
Not in. Pittsburgh wide receiver, Tucky's not in on it. Those reports are not correct.
Were they early on?
No.
Okay.
So the reports about Kentucky offered all this money and all that, none of that's true.
Okay. Because, yeah, I saw that
so,
report,
and,
too.
And not true now. The one that's going to USC or, you know, whatever, Kentucky was not having anything to do
okay. Well, can we discuss it?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, especially now that we weren't in part of it.
When I first heard the report that Kentucky had offered him, I think it was
$800.
$800,000.
$800. $800,000.
Wait a minute, time out. You thought it was $800?
No, $80,000. That's what it was.
Okay, that's 80. A lot different yeah. than $800.
But it wasn't $800.
Shannon, he said $800.
You said $800,000.
We're getting great
that's
value
what it was.
Players.
Was it $800,000?
Well, that was what the report was, but that was false. The report was Kentucky had offered $800,000, and USC got him for $2 million, is the report.
And
I want to go back to you thinking $800.
It was just a miss. Yeah, let it go. Just misquote because we're about out of time. I felt like Kentucky, though, was football. Was like, hey, doing what you're supposed to do to help your team get better with better players.
Well, that's a different conversation. I mean, like, it's a long conversation about what do we do to get players. But the reality is we did not offer $800,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, regardless of what those stories say, that did not happen.
Okay. Actually, I felt good about the football program going after somebody like that.
Well, now you need to – well, he felt good, Chad, because he thought it was $800.
Yeah,
and he was like, if that's all it is,
what a bargain.
We can go after everybody.
Yeah. Definitely different when we talk about the basketball team yesterday. Chad,
all we
got to
do is do like a remote.
Pass the hat.
Yeah.
Pass the hat at OVW.
$800? Is that it? All right, we're open now here at KS Bar. Come on in and have lunch. It's Wings Day. We'll take a break. Hour number two, Texas Sports Radio. I saw werewolves.